At the start of the Civil War in April of 1861, Philadelphia was a divided city. Many citizens were not only sympathetic to the Southern cause, but openly hostile to the Union. The Union League of Philadelphia was founded on December 27, 1862, as a patriotic social society with a mission to suppress the rebellion by all means, public and private, to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and to support President Abraham Lincoln. In the words of early members, the League was founded to take treason by the throat. During the Civil War, the Union League published and distributed some 2 million pro-Union pamphlets, funded and mustered 9 Pennsylvania volunteer regiments, as well as 11,000 U.S. colored troops, 20,000 soldiers altogether. George Henry Boker, one of the Union League's founders, was America's most successful mid-century poet and playwright, though his sonnets and plays are practically unknown today. Boker gave voice to the League's support of Abraham Lincoln and the Union cause. He heralded the end of the war in the League's 1865 annual report when he wrote, quote, "The rebellion is no more. It died hard, it died justly, it died as all good men desired that it should, by the edge of the sword." The Union League continued to take a leading role in Philadelphia through the 19th and 20th centuries. Today, as a private club, its 3,200 members represent the diversity of the region's social, cultural, economic, political, and religious life.